Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
First of all, thank you to the Rav for arranging, and Yashikayach, the whole chevre that's here. It's always a chizuk to walk in here. I don't always have the opportunity to come by the yeshiva. I get to come to this yeshiva maybe once or twice a year. And to walk in Bein Azmanim and see the Bnei Torah, to see the Paris of this Makom Torah, of this city is something special. So Sos, I thank all the Chevra for allowing me to share some Divrei Torah and for being here and learning Ben Azman and Nechlo. Really, really special. I always walk into this room, this is what I feel. I always think about Rav Brescher. That's what I think when I walk into this room, is somebody for 25 years, for a quarter of a century, 25 years, that precious Yid, he dreamed of this room. He's given years of his life, works hard, and he dreams. What does he want? He wants that Bnei Torah come out. But guys are sitting and learning Torah. So always I see Ben Azmanim, I think of Rabbi Brescher. He has to be mentioned. This is a Yid runs a yeshiva and started a yeshiva and gives his life that should come out of this city. What does he want? That Bnei Torah. People learning Torah, serious commitment to Torah. He wants that Ben Azmanim, guys are learning Torah, caring about the great Torah. It's really, really precious to see his Hatzlacha and to see what's here. And of course, it belongs to every person here. It's supposed to be part of a city that has Bnei Torah, a ribuy of Bnei Torah. The Chag is called a Chag of Pesach. And the name is fascinating, that Hashem was Pasach, that Hashem skipped over the Yiddish houses. And it leads us all to think about the question that in every single Makkah, there was, in all of them, and Dam was to the Mitzrayim, not the Yidden, there was Avchana by all the Makkahs. Yet by Makkahs Bechairis, the Avchana is like highlighted, the whole Chag takes on the name of this Havchana. It seems every Makkah had a distinction. It was to the Mitzrayim. It's the Pashat. The Mitzrayim were the ones who Hashem was going after and not the Yid. Yet there's no name, there's no specific, of course, with Makkah Tov, that Dam, there was a Makkah to the Mitzrayim and not the Yid. Yet specifically one Makkah, it's highlighted more, this Havchana, and it existed by other Makkahs. But the very name of the Chag is after this distinction by Makkahs Bechairis. And it begs the question, why is this distinction different than the other distinctions? Dam also, of course, there was a distinction in every single Makkah. The Mitzrayim's animals died, the Yiddish animals didn't die. There was Avchana, of course. And of course, the Avchana says that Hashem is an Ava for Klal Yisrael, but specifically by the Makkahs Bechairis, the whole Chag is called Pesach. Hashem gave Makkahs Bechairis, and of course, Erev Pesach, the Bechairim fast, as weiter as this, it's Akdama to the Chag, weiter that our Bechairim not. The very Chag is called Pesach, and Erev Pesach, when we're mamish getting into the Yamtiv. So the Bechayrim fast. Vayter, by this Makkah that was Avchana, we should all maybe have a fast because the Makkah's Dam didn't hit Klal Yisrael. It would have been many Mitzrayim were Nifter. Maybe Kol Yisrael should not. That Avchana is not the Hakdama to the Chag. The Hakdama to the Chag is by Makkah's Bechayrus. The Bechayrim Mitzrayim were killed and not the Yiddish Bechayrim. So all the Bechayrim fast. And sell some sort of celebration, some sort of schus, some sort of hakara that the Bechayrim weren't touched. It's even interesting that they fast, by the way. There should be big sukkahs for the Bechayrim. So we have the Minig Yisrael that they make siyumim. Should be a shtickle celebration. Hashem loves us and didn't touch the Bechayr Yisrael. They fast is very interesting. But this Havchana is the name of the Chag. It's the Akdama to the Chag. What's the Inyan? So when I saw Rebbeinu Pshescha describes the Makkahs Bechairis in a very elevated way, it made me think about something. And then you look at Svarim, you already Rishayim, Sifurim, but Rabbanim is the first place I saw that opened my mind to something different. He describes Makas Bechairis different than we think, and then we could understand the inyan of the Avchana and the inyan that this is the Akdama to the Chag. Rabbanim describes that the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Koyamar Hashem Melech Yisrael, so says Hashem, the Goyalai, the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, Hashem Tzvakais, Ani Rishain Vani Achrein, Mibala Di Ein Elikim, there's no force besides me. Said Rabbanim, at the moment of Chatzais, Hashem brought a clarity to the world, Ani Rishain. Mibala Di Ein Elikim, I'm the only force in the world. That was the clarity of the moment of Chatzais. There was a tremendous clarity in the world that Ani Rishon, and Mibaladi Ein Elokim, there's no other force besides me. I'm the originator, Hashem said, Ani Rishon, Ani Achrein, and there is no other force. And there was a complete clarity in the barrier, in the whole Bria, that Hashem's Ani Rishon. Said Rebbonim, anything, the Bechayrim were the leaders of the Mitzrayim, and they were leading another direction that wasn't Ani Rishon. They were serving Avod Elohim Acherim. They believed in other forces and other powers. And at that moment of clarity, they ceased to exist. Anything which contradicted Ani Rishon, there were no other Rishons. I always like that Chasnas, there's a Minig Yisrael that I like a lot. Chevron Waterbury keeps this minig. I love this beautiful minig. It's a minig Yisrael before the chassan walks down the aisle, so he undoes his tie. He's saying there's one tie tonight, and he doesn't want it. There's one kesher that's going to last forever. He's focused and to the exclusion. There are no other ties. There are no other ksharim tonight. He undoes his tie. There's one kesher happening. Maybe I'm a very visual person. So I like seeing what's happening. There's a kesher that's happening, a true kesher that's happening. So I like seeing other kesherim get undone. This is the kesher, to the exclusion of all else. Says Rebbonim, what happened at Chatzais was there was a complete clarity of Ani Rishon. Anything which any other Rishon sees to exist. A Bechar is a different kind of Rishon, a different kind of pole. It wasn't there anymore. It just ceased to exist, another Rishon. So why did Bechari Yisrael survive? There's another Rishon. There's only one Rishon. There can't be another Rishon. There can't be another Rishon. Any other Rishon in this Rishon, in this truth of the only Rishon, every other Rishon just ceased to exist. Then we saw the Bechari. Hey, I see another Rishon. I thought there's only one Rishon. Said Rebbonim, at that moment there was a choosing that this Rishon is my people, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. This Rishon speaks about Hashem. It doesn't contradict Ani Rishon, Mibaladi En Elokim. This Rishon actually points to Am the Rishon. Klal Yisrael is called Bereshis, B'svil Yisrael, the Nikoreshis. But this Rishon is my people that announce my existence. They're the loyal ones to me. Even the Tainus Bechayim, this Havchana here, is not Stam that Hashem punished the Mitzrayim and didn't punish. Of course Hashem loves us. This Havchana was a choosing of Klal Yisrael, was an announcement. It was a declaration and perhaps a creation, the creation of our people. That this Rishon, the only Rishon allowed to survive is Hashem Ani Rishon. And there's a nation that's called a Rishon that survived. That's the whole Yontif of Pesach. Why did another Rishon, another Rishon survive? The answer is because that Rishon is the Rishon that speaks about Hashem. That's a Rishon of Shomrei Shabbos. That's a Rishon that learns Torah Ben Asmanim. That's a Rishon that's all about, that's loyalist to Hashem. And that's the Chag called Pesach. That there's a people who are loyal to Hashem is the Chag of Pesach. We all know that there were two zechuyos that caused b'damaya chayid, damaya chayid, dam pesach and dam milu. The b'schus of that soul of Klal Yisrael. And we know the connection, these two assays, karban pesach and milu, the only two assays that are marked as more chamer than any other assays. They both have the einish karis attached to them. And we know that an aral can't eat the karban pesach. These two assays. Of course, the karban pesach. What's the karban pesach? What is this? What's this karban pesach? It's a different kind of assay. What's the karban pesach? Avram Avinu, at the onset of our people, he's the Av, he's the father of our people. And Avram Avinu was told, the Gemara in Adarim, stay me on stanina shelcha, leave mazalos. Leave mazal, ain mazal Yisrael. You're not a person who lives with mazal. And the shechting, the karban pesach, is our version of leaving mazal. The karban pesach was the mazal plem, we leave mazal. Ain mazal Yisrael. It's confusing because we say mazal tov all the time. Rishonim speak about ain mazal Yisrael. We say mazal tov. Is there mazal? Isn't there mazal? We very much live in this world. And we live in a world of teva, and we're shy of the world of teva, but a yid lives higher. A yid lives clear, a yid lives higher. There's a piece from the Bardichever. Rav Levi Yitzchak says, why the Torah asks, why Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? So the Torah says that a Nes Gadol happened. Says the Torah, a Nes Gadol happened on this Shabbos, on Yud Nisan. Nes Gadol, what's the Nes Gadol? Klal Yisrael took the Tle, the Seh, the mazel of the Mitzrayim, the power, what the Mitzrayim saw as the ultimate power, as a power, and we took it and we tied it to the Kriya Amita. And the Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said to Pare, when Pare told Moshe that serve Hashem in Mitzrayim, he said, Uskuluni, they're going to recycle us, the Mitzrayim will stone us to death. If we shech the Karmi Pesach, they'll stone us. And Lemaisan Yud Nisan, which was Shabbos Kodesh, we took the Seh, we tied it to our meat, and in Neis Gadol, doesn't say in Chazal precisely, and the Torah doesn't bring precisely what happened. Did the Mitzrayim, did they try to attack us, and we repelled them, they weren't able to attack us, but in Neis Gadol happened, says the Torah, as such it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Ask the Bardichever, there were many Nisim, why is this one called Gadlus, Neis Gadol? There were many nisim that happened. Leading up, we have Kriyas Yamsuf, we have the Makkos. They're all nisim. There's one nes that the Torah calls a nes gadol. What does he mean as a nes gadol? If we were giving ratings to the nisim, we wouldn't score this one. Definitely not higher than Kriyas Yamsuf. And probably not higher, probably less than the Makkos. The Makkos were nisim gluim. This is a nes also, a rizig nes. We shechted, we were taking the seh, they asked us, what are you doing? We said, we're shechting your seh, and they didn't touch us. What's the nes gadol? See, he says like this. I'll give a mashal from something I deal with. Fire marshals by me are a very scary thing. A number of years ago, the yeshiva, we were thrown out of Waterbury. It was shut down. There was no yeshiva. For 6 weeks, from the hardest 6 weeks of my life, my wife and I give our life to the yeshiva. We were shut down, done. The government said, you can't be anymore. We ran around like Meshugayim for 6 weeks. There was no yeshiva, done. We tried, we were looking the only way. There was no zoning for, they got us with a zoning rule. You can't have a boarding school in Waterbury. The only places you could use, basically, were old age homes. We called every single old age home in the whole city, seeing could we keep the yeshiva. No, I went to the Stanford yeshiva, had moved, I went there, could we run the yeshiva there? There were many, I looked at the yeshiva, I met with the Rosh Yeshiva there, they had moved to Muncie, the yeshiva was shut down. L'maisa nisim happened, Yitzhak Rabinowitz finds a campus in Nes, mamash in Nes, nisim. Then years later, again the fire marshals in Durham stepped in, fire marshals, not two fire marshals. There's a guy who likes the yeshiva, seems to like us, and a guy, a very tough guy. Two fire marshals. In small moments, which is most of the time by me, so I have the scary fire marshal I deal with. And you try to tap into a little emuna, some prayer, but there's a scary fire marshal and a nice guy. And I always, you hope Hashem Yadavani should intercede. The nice guy should win out over the mean guy. The nice guy should deal with us. The nice guy should convince the mean guy, should cure him. And you dive into Hashem, you tap in. But in most moments, yeah, that's called Meichen de Katnus. You live in it. We live in this world. We all live in this world. And you see two, a scary and a scary guy, and that's what you see. And of course you know there's Hashem. And of course you daven, but you live in this world. In Meichen de Gadlus, in times of deep clarity, there's no such thing as fire marshals. It's only Hashem. There's no such thing. Like Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, "Kirois Pnei Elokim." There's no such thing. Nice fire marshal. Bad, all stupidity. There's no such thing. We're not usually there. That's called Meichen de Gadlus. On Shabbos, the Yid has the most shaykhs to living like that. Shabbos, the Yid, that's the possibility of Shabbos. No, Hashem. The Yid's not busy with the shtadlus. Everything shuts. Interesting, we have the most trouble with fire marshals on Shabbos. That's what they're off. They come by to visit sometimes to say hello, to cause trouble. The bad guy came and pulled the fire alarm to see how quick we are or slow reacting. So, but Shabbos, there's Meichen de Gadlus. You're shayach not to see a guy. It makes no difference. It makes no difference on Shabbos. Shabbos is Nar Hashem. A Yid is shayach, and certainly we live in a world, a Yid also does a shtadlus. And we live, and we say Mazel Tov, a Yid lives here, but a Yid lives higher than here. And a Yid is shayach to live higher, a Mazel Yisrael says, that a Yid is shayach to live in a whole, we live directly with Hashem. And we're shayach to a matzav of Gadlus. The Berditchva says that it's called the Nes Gadol, this Nes of the Shechting, of the Karban Pesach. That the Yid is living in a world of Gadlus. That's the Shechting of the Mazel of the Mitzri. That we're higher and bigger than this. They're Meshubid and stuck in the world of Teva. We live in a world of Teva. We say Mazel Tov to each other, but we're much shayach to much higher. We tap in, and there's Navayid. That's not. We're never going to stay just in Gadlus. It's not. I would almost say, okay, so we're entering Shabbos HaGadol brings us into Pesach, into a world of clarity. Hashem De'evish Tefir Tevelt. That's Narder Rebbeinu Shalom Kirois Pnei Elokim Yaks. I don't see you, Esav. I just see Hashem. I would say, so let's just live in Gadlus. We always go back to Matzavim of Katnus. But what we could do is, we could bring clarity to that those Matzavim. We could daven a little harder. We could find some faith, even in that Matzav. We can take what we get in Gadlus and shine a light to the Matzavim of Katnus. That Shabbos HaGadol is this Nes, is the Shechting of the Mazel of the Tleh. That a Yid Shayach, he lives with Hashem, he lives higher. That's the Karban Pesach. I want to talk about the Dan Milo. The tour is very, very Meirich. If there's a tour in this room, we'll say it. If not, we'll just say it outside. Yardeya. The Torah in Hilchas Mila. The Torah is very, very Meirich in Hilchas Mila. He goes very lengthy to the importance of Bris Mila. On and on, Hashem was Kairos Yud Gimel Brisais with the Bris Mila. Nesinas Haaretz, Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, was Tali on the Bris Mila. His Meirich goes on and on and on about the Bris Mila. Ending that the Bris Milah is the ice on a bivsarein, it's the mark on our bodies. We have tefillin, but it's not on us, mamish. We have tzitzis, it's on us, but it's taken off of us. But Bris is a mark on our bodies, that anachnu amoy, with the am Hashem. Tzoy marisoy, we're mamish, we belong to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chayivim la'avdoy, we're chayiv to serve Hashem. L'saper tilasai, we're ones who speak the praises, who appreciate the kindness of Hashem. The Bach asked, did I miss something? The Bach says, the Torah is so mayrich on Bris Mila. It goes on and on Bris Mila. The Bach says, did I perhaps miss something? Is it possible that people then, when Israshel and Bris Mila, Shalai Kedarkai, was there some, like, you didn't always do a Bris Mila. You're not busy doing a Bris Mila. What's the Torah like appealing to Klal Yisrael? Make sure to do a Bris. He says, you would think we would know, our fathers would have told us in the days of the Torah, if there was some Israshlus on Bris Mila, we would have known about this, that the Torah is being so Meirich.
Thank you.
I didn't know what sentence. I couldn't tell him what. Okay. Thank you, Rav Ezi Shlita. Thank you. He's Rav Ezi saying, read it like a mensch. He's right. Mitzvah saseh l'chol adam miYisrael, says the Torah. It's a mitzvah saseh, sheyimol es b'noi, g'doy lehi mishar mitzvah saseh, says the Torah. It's bigger than other assays. Then all the other Ramach assays, 248 milas bigger, only Karim Pesach matches. It's bigger, sheyesh b'tzad karis. It's nichrusu aleh ashloish esrei brisais. Avram's only called a shalim ad shenimol. Bizchusa, we got Nesina Saaretz. It's Matzelis Medina Shel Gehenim. Avram Avinu is Matzel. Mu'usihi Ya'arla. Goes on and on and on. Tzchasam Bivsirin Ve'enek Ishar Kol HaMitzvahs. Tfilin and Tzitzis She'enek Kvuin Beguf. Tfilin and Tzitzis Na Kvuin Beguf. Kshar Yisirim Yasir Ha'ais. A person takes off the tfilin, the ice is removed. Alamili ice chasam bivsareinu. It's permanently on our bodies. Umi'ida banu, it testifies, Shabachar banu Hashem mikol ha'amim, that Hashem chose us. Anachnu amoy, we're Hashem's people. Tzayin marisay. Shar ludor v'adar nachayom la'avdei l'sapati lasi. Says the Bach, what's he convincing? Social loy kedarkei. There's a mitzvah bris milah kol Yisrael every yid, unafilled yidden who are far from knowing what it means a yid keep bris milah, and yet the Torah is so meirich on it. Says the Bach that he's not saying to have a bris milah. It can't be what he's saying. He's saying a different inyan. He's saying like this: when a yid is alone somewhere. When a yid is alone somewhere, away from everybody else, away from his friends, it's not at a chabura like this, ben asmanim. It's alone somewhere, he makes a shakom liyeh b'dvarei, that's shmiras habris. That's a yid who chaps, hanachnu amay, l'sapati l'asay, abdach a yid. That's a yid, a person's alone in the facility and he cleans up. Cleans up, stam, because dach a yid, because he has a neshama. He's a caring person. He has a soul. He's tapping in. I'm a soul who wants to give and help. Nobody sees. He cleans up. There's a tissue on the floor. He says, I'm a yid. He cleans up. Other people, it should be neat for them. That's a mshaymer habris. And the Torah is mayrich, says the Bach. He's not mayrich on bris mila, that somebody should have a bris. He doesn't need to convince. He's mayrich that anachnu amoy. When a yid knows I'm a yid, it means something. By the way, Shmiras HaBris is if you see another person and he doesn't look as shtark, he's not learning Ben Azmanim, and you respect him deeply. He's the Chayid. Not what you say to him. Inside, you look at him and you respect him. That's called Shmiras HaBris. That's the Iker Shmiras HaBris that we speak about. Shmiras HaBris is a person makes a bracha shakol liyevadvarim. He's misapri tilas, he makes a sincere shakol. Because he knows I'm a Yid. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, there's a people who don't contradict ani rishon. There's another rishon, it's the chakasha. There's another, but they don't contradict this ani rishon. Matter of fact, we all know the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, that it says Malach Gavriel wanted to save Avram from the Kivshan Eish, and Hashem says, ani yachid and hu yachid, and it's past that this yachid should save that yachid. And that's, of course, it's the same thing. That's my salve similar banim is anivaloi malach. Hashem alone saved us. Is this inyan that there's a people that their whole existence, anachnu amoy, our mitzios, our identity of who we are, b'nei yid. That's our mitzios. We're in a generation that's thinking a lot of pnimis. People are looking into the insides. They're asking questions. Who am I? What does it mean to be? There's a lot of worries, a lot of anxiety, because people are not just rooted in action and asiyah. Of course, we have asiyah. But people are asking and feeling and figuring out a lot of insights. That's what's happening in our generation. And people are discovering b'pnimius, ich bin a yid, I'm a yid. That's mamish the bris. And shmiras habris, a person recognizes I'm a yid. Shmiras habris is to make a shahakal, ich bin a yid, and he makes a nice shahakal, it's a shamir habris. Shmiras habris is to see another yid and recognize a yid. After what happened on Simchas Torah, there's been an awakening in our whole people, we're Yidden. There's been a tremendous hesiris in Kol Yisroel that we're Yidden, that it means something, I'm a Yid. I remember going to a rest stop right after, I was with my kids in the middle of the night, deep in Connecticut, we had a rest stop, and Chassidus Yid pulls into the rest stop. It's not typical to see Chassidus Yid there. We weren't close, we were brothers, we were attached, we were like twins, mamish. We gave, normally you see a yid, shalom, there was no, we gave brachas, varma brachas. There was a Cyrus where yidden, there's been a Cyrus since. And the whole world saying to yidden, whether they're saying mean things or was saying friendly, they're saying we're yidden, the world, and Hashem has hired the Bria to separate us, to say we're yidden. And on the Leil HaSeder was the time, was our birth as a nation. We became Yidden, Hashem was Pasach. And he announced in being Pesach that this Rishon doesn't contradict it. Faker, this Hashem saved this Rishon because this Rishon's whole identity is to announce, Anachnu Amoy, we're Chayiv La'avda, Yulisaprati Lasa, we're loyalists to Hashem. We're sincere people who are loyal to Hashem. Specifically, I would say to the Chevra, specifically the Bnei Torah. Specifically the Bnei Torah, Bikiva said to his Talmidim, he told them about the old days. And he said to his Talmidim that when I was Nama Aretz, I wanted a bite of Talmud Chacham. But not just any bite, I wanted a bite, the bite of a Chamar. Chamar breaks bones. Not a bite of a dog, but said I was bitten by a dog as a youngster. I got stitches and fine. I never was bitten by a Chamar. A chamar is not stitches and flying, they crack bones. Said Rekiva, when I was at Ma'aretz, I wanted a bite Talmid Chacham. Why do you tell us Talmidim that? B'chil Hashem, Ashra Yish Mechashe Pishav. You don't say over your Averis. Why do you tell us Talmidim Rebbe Kiva about in his youth that he wanted a bite Talmid Chacham? Could be Kenzai Toysing Subis asked that Rebbe Kiva was chosen by his wife because he was Mali. Because he had got to meet us, Mali. I have a friend who has a daughter, Mali. I like the name Mali, because Rabbi Kiva was Mali. He was a gota. He was a fine person. So what do you mean he's a fine person, Fractisis? He said he wanted a bite. That doesn't sound very nice. He wanted to crush the bones of Talmid Chacham. Says Taisink Subis, that was just simply because hearts reflect. Kimayim panim apanim kein leib b'nei adam. Says Taisvis, he thought Talmid Chacham Savar, he held that Talmid Chacham disliked him, they wouldn't shake his hands. And because he felt they disliked him, he reacted back with a sin. He was a good mensch, he was Mali, he was a fine person. It was just a teva, he felt hated, so he hated back. To me it seems obvious that Rabbi Kiva told this Talmidim, what's he telling them? You don't say over stories of your past. Asherish mechasha pishav. Stam to say over Talmidim. When I was a youngster, I would bite him. I wanted to bite Talmidim Chacham. But Avadi was telling the Talmidim to be zahir, to be noig with covet, to call Yisrael, call Yisrael to be noig with covet. I'll tell you an interesting maysa. I run a camp in the summer, and it's expensive. It doesn't make a penny, the camp. It loses a lot of money. It's not meant to make a dime. The camps meant that the yeshiva should go 365 days a year. So I run a camp. And Balamaisa, it costs, and parents have to pay. And then somebody, it's not, they don't pay the full price what it costs to run the camp. Somebody, Baruch Hashem, sponsors them. But a father calls me up, and I feel bad for it. A father calls me up, and he says, why am I paying this money for my son? It's expensive. And he complains, my son doesn't come to one davening, not to one shir. So what am I paying? He plays football there. Plays bears, what am I paying for? He's very upset. Now, first, I'm chas on the yid's mom, of course. If feel bad. I wish it could be free for the year. It costs money. But I told him, your son plays football. The quarterback comes to every single shir. And he throws your son passes, your son on the football. It's worth every penny that he plays football with somebody who does come to every shir. But of course, if that guy throwing the passes wouldn't be mechabit his son, I wouldn't say it, then it wouldn't be true. But the guy who doesn't miss a minion, who comes to everything, is on fire, he plays ball with your son and he's mechabit your son. All the shiurim go to your son. They go. In the football game, in the Shalom Aleichem, all the things, all the inspiration. Your son has it all because he plays football. Worth every penny at camp, he plays football if the guy is at all the shiurim. And of course, the B'nai Torah were precious ummah with all different jobs. Rabbi Kiva said to his Talmidim that I wanted a bayit Talmid Chacham if we have that divide. He was warning his Talmidim and encouraging his Talmidim, B'nai Kavit to Klal Yisrael. See good in Yidden, appreciate, celebrate all Yidden. There's tremendous beauty in Klal Yisrael, tremendous preciousness in Kol Yisrael. See preciousness in Yidden. Then what's by one transfers to the other. When we're connected and there's a togetherness, then what's by one goes to the other, kipshutai. When there's separation and there's division and there's lack of respect, then what's true by one doesn't go to the others. So I say, Rabbi, at this Chag of Pesach, when Hashem chose us and declares His want, b'chartanu mikolam, declares His want as a nation, Am Yisrael, whose mitzias anachnu amai, let's have to be mechazik first in seeing ourselves as precious. We can't see it in somebody else. We don't see it in ourselves. Seeing it ourselves as a yid with all our nesiyanis, with all our difficulties, we're yidden. We're precious ourselves. We can't see it in others till we see it in ourselves. See it in ourselves and then see in others a precious a yid. That's mamish the inyan of bris milah. It's a yid. That's the ikar shmir sabris, is to see yourself as precious. Anachnu amay, to see somebody else as precious. That's the inyan of shmir sabris. So let's be mechazik at this time. B'damayichayid. Dam pesach damila. We live with Hashem. We live higher than teva meichin the gadlus. We're shaykh. Even in times when we don't have that, but from that we can shine a light. As the Rebbeinu Shem, we live higher than mazel. We live higher than teva. We're a nation that lives with Hashem, that lives with a mission of Misaprati Lasai, of Chayvim La'avdai. Everybody should have a wonderful Yantiv, and thank you so much for listening.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.